Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. It's just you and me. I want to talk about some things. I want to talk about capitalizing your business, your small business. You know, one of the markers of big businesses, our big business cousins, especially the publicly traded one, the 15,000 or so publicly traded big businesses, the thing about those guys is they have many, many, many capital sources, right? They can go stock. They got different classes of stock they can offer. They can do warrants. They can float bonds to the public. They can borrow money from banks or whatever. I mean, they got lots of different ways they can get capital. For small businesses like you and me, not so much. They're basically three: equity capital from the founders, you and me, and from possibly investors. That's one. The second one, retained earnings. That's profits that you leave in the business. And the third one is borrowed funds, typically from a financial institution, typically from a bank. The lion's share of all the capital that you and I come up with, other than what we, you know, in the first two, the lion's share of all three of those is number three, and typically bank loans. Consequently, since small businesses generate over half of the gross domestic product of the United States, it's easy to see that the health of the banking industry and their receptiveness, the bank's receptiveness to small businesses, is vitally important to the U.S. economy. Periodically, we want to know what our audience thinks about their banking relationships, and we did we polled them again recently. We asked this question: which example best describes your recent experience with a business loan from a bank? Here's what you told us. Almost 4 of 10 of our respondents, somewhere around 39% of our unscientific poll, said, we've gotten a business loan from a bank in the last year. About 1/4 of our sample said, we can get a loan from our bank if we needed one, but we don't want one. Here's the good news for the economy on these responses. The greatest number of our respondents wanted, qualified for, and got a bank loan. That's good news. Here's more good news. At this point in the recovery, most bank loans by small businesses are more likely to fund opportunity than to save the business. Right? We've gone through this. I mean, this is the most unique time that I've ever seen in the history of the marketplace, when the businesses that are still in business are probably pretty darn sound financially, or they wouldn't still be in business, because they would have run out of capital. They would have run out of equity. They would have, you know, it's very tough to get a survival loan these days from a bank. So that's I think that's another piece of good news. Number three, added together, approximately 2/3 of our small business respondents are confident they have the ability to borrow money when they need it, if they need it. Sadly, about 1/3 of our audience is still struggling with their capital requirements. 10% said, we need a loan but can't find a bank that will loan to a small business. While a little over 1/4 of our respondents said, we need a loan but we haven't tried because we don't think we can get one. Now, those are the people who fall into that survival mode situation, but they're in the minority, right? In my opinion, though, if this economy were healthy, in my experience in the past, if this economy were stronger, these two groups that I just mentioned would total no more than about 10-15%. The fact that we've still got about 1/3 of our folks who either can't get a loan or are so worried about their condition that they think they wouldn't qualify, that's a pretty high number. In my opinion, for a strong economy. If we had a strong economy, it'd be a lot lower than that. So there are a number of economic and political issues making up what I call the loose gravel that the U.S. economy is currently standing on as it tries to find growth footing. We've got unemployment. We've got housing issue. We got massive unemployment, systemic and structural unemployment. We've got a housing industry that hasn't seen this kind of a problem since 1974. I'm not sure even in 74 it was this bad. We still got a long way to go to get back to the housing situation where it is. We've got some policy issues out there. I'm convinced that the things that are coming out of Washington right now and have been for the last few years are putting a negative burden on a definite burden on not only the economy but also on the interest of entrepreneurs to take risks. And it's coming from both ways. Even though banks are more receptive to small business owners, they're saddled with more regulations than ever before. Every time Washington decides to punish Wall Street, it punishes smaller business banks, the banks that deal with small businesses as well. That's not good. And then the regulations that are coming out, the new things that are coming out of Washington these days are making small business owners not want to take a risk. We don't know what's coming at us. We're concerned about the tax, some of the tax situations that we have. Most small business owners, at least in my polling and the work that I've done, the research I've done shows most small business owners are scared to death of the healthcare bill. That hasn't even really gone into effect yet, it's like a shoe waiting to drop on them, and they're reluctant to hire more people to grow the business and therefore the economy, if they don't know what it's going to cost them. Nobody wants to project a growth opportunity. Nobody wants to project their growth without knowing what the costs are going to be, and so that's what the issue is. But in my opinion, some of this banking information that we just got in our poll and some of the things I'm seeing out there shows that there is definitely some good signs of economic healing and expansion potential. I do believe that we're seeing that. It's very small, but it is. I don't like the number. Let me put it this way. I don't like the number, but I do like the direction of the number. Every small business needs good banking relationships, so keep trying until you find a good relationship with a banker. But remember, the perfect form of capital is retained earnings because it's profits produced by sales to customers that you were disciplined enough to leave in the business. Retained earnings will make your banker very happy. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.